Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. My name is Sean, and today it might sound like we're retreading some ground that happened a couple of years ago, but I assure you, this is a different case. Another break-in at the residence of Karen Bass. Yes, the same Karen Bass that is the mayor of Los Angeles. Yes, the same Karen Bass that while she was running for that position also experienced a break-in at her property, because I believe that this is indicative of broader problems that we're seeing in the city of Los Angeles. Now, we're going to get into this, but before we do, I want to thank everybody signed up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th in Austin, Texas, I will be at Minds Fest. Link to tickets, top of the description, promo code AJW for 20% off.
Some disturbing breaking news to tell you about. It tops the Fox 11 weekend news this Sunday. An intruder broke into the official residence of LA Mayor Karen Bass today.
So this story might read as quite familiar to those of you out there of the audience, because Karen Bass, when she was then Congresswoman Bass and candidate Bass for the mayoral position, actually experienced a break-in back then in 2022.
A break in reported at the home of LA mayoral candidate and Congresswoman Karen Bass. Now, there are questions tonight about what was taken. Two firearms.
And they ended up stealing a firearm from her during the course of that break-in. However, this case seems a little bit different, but what I want to harp on specifically is the outcome, or at least the tentative outcome so far, how this criminal is treated versus how different various criminals are treated in the city of Los Angeles. So, what ended up happening in this particular case is something that we got to get into first. So one of the things that's absolutely important and crucial in this story, and why I believe it should be taken very seriously, is the fact that this isn't a normal, ordinary break-in to Karen Bass's private residence, like the one that occurred when she was then candidate Bass. They keep saying Getty House. Getty House happens to be the official residence of the Los Angeles mayor. So this case on its own already looks very different, because you're ending up breaking in to the mayoral equivalent in Los Angeles of the White House, and obviously that has broader political implications. And thankfully, the mayor is perfectly fine as of right now. The suspect was able to get into the home, but as reported by the local affiliate, they ended up injuring themselves on their way to enter the property. And honestly, if you're going to break into the mayor's residence and injure yourself, I'd say that's well deserved. I may have significant differences with one Karen Bass. I have my issues with her. But honestly, a lot of my issues had more to do with candidate Bass, Congresswoman Bass, than how she acted actually being the mayor of Los Angeles.
Yes, indeed. You know, it was an active scene then. It's still an active scene now. We've seen lots of LAPD officers coming in and out, private security as well, here at Getty House, as you can see behind us. Now, I have confirmed that the mayor is okay, but you can imagine just terrifying moments for her this morning. That intruder got into her home here in the Hancock Park area. Her reps say she is okay, but I just spoke with a lieutenant who said the suspect appears to have hurt himself while breaking in through a glass door.
Because to her credit, even though she clearly ran as the more left-wing candidate, she's actually taken significant actions on a bunch of different issues. The last story that we covered involving Karen Bass was her showing up to the trash house in Los Angeles and getting it cleared that very day, starting the cleanup immediately, cutting through the red tape, and she's done similar things by trying to get rid of homeless encampments, moving them into motels, spending the money that LA taxpayers had voted for over and over again in order to provide and remove these homeless encampments on actually doing the job. So as a governing force, she's actually been significantly better than she ran, and I want to give her credit for that. But even if that weren't the case, you can't have people breaking into people's private residences or their official government residences, as is the case here.
Now, the LAPD confirms they were called to Getty House here on South Irving Boulevard just before 7 o'clock this morning. Sky Fox overhead again this afternoon as the mayor got out of a black SUV carrying a couple of bags. You can see she was flanked by several members of her team.
So as you can see, Bass is flanked by her security detail. Obviously, she needs that security detail because she appears to have been targeted in this particular instance. Again, not a coincidence that you break into the official residence of the mayor, but she was uninjured even though it happened at 6:40 in the morning. I'm not even sure based on this if she was actually home. Presumably she would be, because it would be a Sunday. However, it would not be unreasonable to assume that maybe she goes to her private residence during the course of the weekend, because maybe she doesn't want to stay at the particular mansion that is provided to her by Los Angeles. Now, this report is actually from the day of the break-in. We have new information that came out recently, and it appears right now, even though they're being very tight-lipped about it, that there was some kind of targeting of the mayor in this particular incident. So it says right here in this article that prosecutors on Tuesday filed two felony charges against a convicted felon accused of breaking into the official home of the Los Angeles mayor while she and her family were inside. So that confirms that they were inside. Ephraim Matthew Hunter, who I will picture right here, faces first degree residential burglary and vandalism charges in the Sunday morning break-in. LA County District Attorney George Gascon announced at a news conference.
Now take a look at this video from here on the ground. Now, police have been relatively tight-lipped about this investigation this afternoon.
And like I said, the news report that we're cutting to happens to be an older news report, a day old, so he doesn't know if it was targeted, even though they're saying it's targeted now. But if you want to understand why he was charged with the burglary and with the vandalism, the breaking of the window in order to get in, or of the glass on the door, which, by the way, is estimated to cost between $6,000 and $8,000, so very expensive door for you to break, and not with any other additional crimes, it appears that there was no physical altercation with any given individual at the time that this guy got through. The police responded promptly, the arrest was made. But what I want you guys to notice about the particular article and about how Gascon, the district attorney known for not prosecuting anyone for anything, decided to treat this particular suspect, and while I will say it is deservedly so, it's also deservedly so in cases that don't involve the mayor of Los Angeles or the official residence of Los Angeles's mayor. So Hunter pleaded not guilty in this particular case, but he's being held on $1 million bond. Now, according to authorities, Hunter entered the historic Getty House in LA's Windsor Square neighborhood by shattering a rear glass door at about 6:40 a.m. He was cut by the glass and left bloodstains throughout the property. And this was a very serious situation. Sources told the LA Times that Hunter, who served prison time in Massachusetts for a brutal armed robbery and beating, made it to the second floor of the home, which forced the mayor to hide in a safe area akin to a panic room.
This morning at about 6:40 a.m., an intruder broke into Getty House through a window. Mayor Bass and her family were not injured and are safe. The mayor is grateful to LAPD for responding and arresting the suspect.
Now again, the bail, very deserved in this particular case. But what happens in Los Angeles when somebody breaks in and burglarizes your home or your location? They do not get held on $1 million bond. Gascon normally releases them on their own recognizance. And even if they're convicted, due to a law that does not allow felons that are not considered violent to be sent to prison, they end up getting sent to county jail. And since county jails are full in the state of California, across the state, they end up getting released back onto the streets. Remember, we actually did a story about somebody who was not arrested and charged with 77 burglaries. He was arrested and convicted of 77 felony counts of burglaries, the Snake Man. It was a fun video to cover, link to it in the description. And that guy was released. He got probation due to the fact that they have these laws in the state of California and specifically in the area of Los Angeles. So if your business or your home experiences a burglary, you do not get this A-plus prosecutorial discretion from Gascon, where they're trying to make sure you don't get out, and they're willing to use bail as the mechanism to hold you in lockup. Now, again, this guy, repeat criminal history. This guy, somebody who was targeting the mayor. Again, you don't break into the mansion on accident. Made the mayor hide in a panic room. I think should be held without bond, should be held based on his dangerousness, but it is very interesting to see how different the criminal justice system works when it's somebody that is important, somebody that matters, versus your average everyday Angelino. Now again, while I will say for a second time that Mayor Bass is significantly better than Candidate Bass, it's quotes like this from Gascon, who does not prosecute anyone for anything, is one of those woke Soros DAs that's all about giving criminals a second chance, a third chance, 150th chance, that really aggravate me. Quote, "We want to send a very clear message that the safety of the community is of paramount importance, and we'll do everything that we can to hold people accountable." Now again, this is a serious crime. Targeting and attacking the mayor should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But that quote is just not true. That has not been proven out by your entire tenure as the district attorney of Los Angeles. In fact, you do the exact opposite. You go out of your way to not hold these people accountable. And the fact that you consistently don't hold these people accountable allows them to be released onto the streets over and over and over again. And thankfully, in this particular case, I can't hang my hat on the fact that he got soft on crime treatment from the LA District Attorney's Office. He committed the armed burglary that was described as brutal in the state of Massachusetts. And as of right now, we don't have a criminal history for him in Los Angeles, but we might in the future. But the fact of the matter is, if this were to happen to you, if somebody were to break down your back door, if somebody were to bleed all over your house, target you, make it to your second floor, force you to hide in a room, you probably don't even have a panic room, then this person would be out already. This person would be reoffending today because the crime happened yesterday, because that's how Gascon acts. So yeah, while I am very happy that Karen Bass is okay, I don't want any politicians to be hurt. Anybody who tries to do Fed posting or any nonsense like that is ridiculous and absurd. The fact of the matter is, the district attorney in this case is shameful, and he's always shameful because he does not treat you, the average citizen, the average Angelino, the same way that he treats the special Angelinos, the super citizens, the people who are above the riffraff and human garbage that he views you as. But hey, you know what? Those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, show them by leaving a like. Subscribe for more content. Follow me on the social media. Support me. The support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the break-in at Karen Bass's place. Till next time.